MSO. New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us on opening day 2021. Andy, welcome. It's here.
We've finally reached the point, Phil. It's opening day. It is the Christmas morning in April.
You got it. Exactly. Well, Andy, opening day, and with some fans at Fenway Park for today, and Nathan Eovaldi will be starting today for the Red Sox on the mound.
That is. First pitch is at 2:10 at Fenway against the Orioles. Eovaldi is getting his second opening day start for the Red Sox. He's replacing Eduardo Rodriguez, who came up with a dead arm in the last week of spring training. So Eduardo will get a little extra time to get that arm built back up. And Tanner Houck will actually start in Eduardo Rodriguez's spot. That'll be on Saturday, game at Fenway.
Andy, tell me a little bit more about what happens at Fenway, you know, outside of the field, I say up in the stands today.
Well, of course, fans allowed back in Fenway for the first time since 2019 this afternoon. About 4,500 fans will be in attendance, which is the maximum under the state limit of 12% capacity. Fans will enter the ballpark through neighborhood zones, according to their tickets. They will not have their temperatures taken. However, fans must fill out an online health questionnaire on the Major League Baseball app. Also, there are no paper tickets allowed anymore. You have to download those tickets onto your phone. And actually, if you're still looking to get a ticket, Bill, for opening day, believe it or not, you can get them on the secondary market. A couple weeks ago, last time we talked, tickets for opening day and the bleachers were going for $500 a piece. And I just checked StubHub a few moments ago, and you can get bleacher seats for today's game for just $74. So the prices are coming down. Obviously, the weather is not too great today, but if you want to be part of, if you want to call it history, going back to Fenway during a pandemic, you can get there at somewhat of a reasonable price.
Yeah, $74. You could stretch out. Hey, when could you ever have done that? Yeah.
And you have a very good chance of getting either a foul ball or even a home run ball because you don't have that many people to fight to get them. So
yeah.
You get a little souvenir potentially.
Yeah, I have a story on that. I'll tell you someday. When I did not get a ball. But COVID test, Matt Barnes, what's up with him?
Yeah, there was some concern about this time a week ago that Matt Barnes would not be available for opening day, but it turns out his positive COVID-19 test was considered non-infectious, so he was allowed to return to spring training for the last few days, plus the eight members of the organization that were in quarantine for contract tracing as well. So pitchers Garrett Richards, Matt Andrees, Garrett Whitlock, they were quarantining, so they're now all available for the season opener.
You got it. All right, now let's move on. Red Sox news, what other team notes do we have for you, for everybody?
Well, if you're looking for another day game to go to this year, and you always like to go to the game on Patriots Day, just to let you know that the Sox are keeping that 11:10 start on Patriots Day, even though the marathon will not be running that day on April 11th. The first late morning start for the Patriots Day at Fenway started in 1968, and the Sox have played on Patriots Day at Fenway since 1959. So it's kind of a nice little tradition that the Red Sox have. Good to see that they'll keep the morning start, even though that the marathon will not be taking place.
Yeah, Jerry Remy gets to get home early on that day.
Yeah, he's very happy about that, no doubt.
Exactly. All right. I would be, too. I would be, too, after a whole season of night games. Other notes, Andrew?
Well, when you put the game on NESN today and throughout the season, there will be some new people in the programming for you. Mo Vaughn, Ellis Burks, Kevin Youkilis, Jonathan Papelbon are now going to be part of the Sox pre- and post-game shows. That's something to look forward to if you're looking for some different voices to give you Red Sox information. As the Sox start this year, their team payroll is $203.8 million. That's the third highest in baseball behind the Dodgers and Yankees. $32.1 million is what they call dead money, being paid to players on other teams, or in the case of Dustin Pedroia, who's getting $13.3 million for the final year of his contract in retirement.
Yeah. Opposed to some of the rest of us, we're worth more dead maybe than alive. I don't know how that works. Okay. what? And you mentioned the Dodgers. Is there more on them?
Oh, there certainly is. If you're going to be heading over to Fenway today, you'll find a giant billboard outside Fenway Park. It features a larger-than-life image of former Red Sox right fielder Mookie Betts. And that billboard reads, "Thank you for Mookie Betts. Sincerely, Dodgers fans. At Pantone 294, so apparently it's a Dodgers fan website who spent the money to put up that billboard outside of Fenway, so you might want to look the other way when walking up the street getting to the fence.
Ooh, I know. That's a rough one, isn't it?
That is. That's a slap in the face right there. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. I mean, how do these people, I mean, we've got a virus going on here, and these guys have time to do stuff like that. Oh, man.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
I see where Kurt Schilling is in the news yet again.
Yeah, he made an announcement since last we spoke. He said he's done with Boston. He's moving from the area. He's lived in Medfield since 2007. He said it's not been a real pleasant experience in Boston. He said his family's decided to move to Tennessee, which he says is a place to live among nice people and happiness. So Schilling could take his bloody sock and pack it up and see you later, Kurt.
The memory state. Yeah, the volunteer state. All right. Well, Andy, we've got the Nesson thing on our. You got to tell me about what's going on with that, and then also other baseball announcing news.
Well, we'll start with former Red Sox announcer Dick Stockton. He announced this past week that he's retiring after 55 years in broadcasting. Stockton did the play-by-play for the Sox on Channel 38 between 1975 and 1978. He still says the biggest thrill of his career was calling Carlton Fisk's walk-off home run in Game 6 of the 1975 World Series. And if you're looking for some Red Sox classics, Bill, believe it or not, with the season starting, they're still going on. Last week, when we weren't talking, you could have watched the best home openers. But this week, it's the best of Chris Sale. And first pitch this morning comes your way at 10 o'clock, so it'll be a nice little appetizer before the actual opening day of the season. It's a game from June 5th of 2019 as Sale tossed a three-hit shutout, struck out 12 against the Royals in Kansas City.
Those were the days. Those were the days. Well, now let's buzz around and take a look at Major League Baseball. What is making news around MLB today?
Well, in the last few weeks, a lot of money has been thrown around, that's for sure. The big news yesterday, the Mets signed shortstop Francisco Lindor to a 10-year, $341 million contract. The Royals signed catcher Salvador Perez to a 4-year, $82 million contract. That's a franchise record. The Astros have inked pitcher Lance McCullers to a 5-year, $85 million contract. So you would think with the pandemic and whatnot that these big figures still wouldn't be thrown around with teams not generating as much money as they had in the past, but apparently that is not the case. Now, the Pirates, they've signed former Red Sox knuckleballer Stephen Wright to a minor league deal. If you have any cryptocurrency in your back pocket, Bill, you can spend them in Oakland because the A's are now the first team to accept that as a form of payment to buy tickets.
I'll have to learn what that all is, Andy, you know?
That's way above my pay grade.
Your crypto pay grade or whatever, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're right, okay. Hey, there's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta is taking some hits, apparently. What's going on with that?
Yeah, the All-Star Game is going to be in Atlanta this year, and the team was predicting that they expect the crowds to be at full capacity for that game on July 13th. Around 100,000 people expected to attend festivities surrounding the game. But the head of the Major League Baseball's Players Association, former Red Sox first baseman Tony Clark, says the Players Union wants to talk moving this year's All-Star Game out of Georgia after the state recently signed into law new restrictions on voting. So that's still something that's going to play out in the coming weeks and months. So we'll have to see what really happens there. No official word from Major League Baseball themselves if they are really considering making the move. But maybe the players could strike for the All-Star Game. I don't know how that would all work, but something to keep an eye on.
We will. The All-Star Game in Atlanta, scheduled for Atlanta this summer. Finally, Andy, anything else to share with us here?
Well, as a sad note, as we wrap things up, former Yankees third baseman and renowned cardiologist Dr. Bobby Brown passed away at the age of 96 last week. Brown also spent time as the president of the Texas Rangers. He was the American League president from 1984 to 1994, and he won 5 World Series as a member of the Bronx Bombers.
Hey, Andy, in our last few seconds together, I want you to kind of take a look up above Fenway Park from today, the higher view, if you will, and take a deep breath. And, you know, what would you be looking for today out of what do you might expect to see today, or what are you looking at?
Well, I mean, I would hope to see that Nathan Eovaldi could at least get through 5 innings of work today, and or maybe 6, believe it or not. That seems to be a big performance out of a starting pitcher. Obviously, he's not going up against Murderers Row against the Baltimore Orioles today, so I think I think you could see a decent performance out of Eovaldi, and the bullpen's ready to go, so hopefully they can lock it down. I look for Bobby Dalbec maybe to hit a home run today. That would be something that fans would get excited about. Obviously, a lot of new names in the lineup and in the bullpen as well, so just got to hope for a W and get the season off to the right foot. The weather looks like it's going to clear in time for the game, so we can all just sit back and enjoy baseball being back as part of our daily routine.
2:10 this afternoon, the first pitch at Fenway Park. Andy, always good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill.
There he is, MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.